fishtail.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm gonna get acquainted.
The thing about that motorcycle is it's not like your Ninja. The cast and camber on it is not set higher than the crankshaft. Yours was set higher. You know, from axle to axle, your engine sat higher, which gives you a higher point of balance. The Kawasaki's a little lower than that. Yeah, but it's a sport bike. Still, it's a sport bike. And it'll do a lot of stunts easily enough. But it'll hold a good balance on the road and a good turning when you lean into it. You just have to know where not to go. You know, there's a certain point in which if you lay it down too far, it's going to be gone. You're going to be sliding off somewhere.
I'll figure that one out.
And I am sure you will.
Just remember that's your heart and soul, your father in there.
It's going to fight me for quite a while.
Just remember, I always rode with Jesus. And I always will.
Here we go with the Jesus junk.
I never got hurt on that bike. Not seriously. Ever. And no one riding with me ever got hurt.
Yes, this is true. You can chalk it up to Jesus if you want.
I will.
I already went down once. I know it's like...
Yeah. Didn't you say there was something about going down and then you know not to do it again or something? Mm-hmm. Once you do it?
Well, you remember that Intruder I brought down?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I got into my accident with. And the main key to being in that accident was I didn't have enough power to get away from the fucking retards. Because if I'd have just been able to slap it down, grab the throttle, and go, I would have passed the dump truck like 5 miles before that accident. Instead, I didn't have enough money to poke out into traffic and get back, so I stayed behind him. I got bit. Next bike I bought was just enough to get back into the groove of it, and then I got rid of that little one, and I got that 1200, which is more than enough power to get away from anybody.
Was it? That was a Suzuki 500, right?
550.
That was a nice bike.
It was a nice little bike.
You'd have loved it.
It's a Suzuki.
Yeah. You'd have loved it.
Is it something I have to mess with a choke?
Yes.
They're all something I have to mess with a choke.
Not the ones. It's all fuel injected nowadays.
Thank you. Did I have to mess with the choke on my Harley?
What do you consider messing with the choke on a Harley?
Like I did with the Honda.
No.
Okay, then.
You pulled it out, you started it, and you feathered it off as it warmed up. And then you were done.
Yes. Simple.
Yeah, we're getting you another Harley.
I don't like anything you have to mess with.
A black one, I know.
I don't want anything.
A 1200.
They're all fuel injected now. Now it's just turn the key, start.
No, she's not getting a brand new one.
I'm just saying.
I'm not getting a brand new one? Why not?
You got that kind of money. What the hell?
Why not?
I don't like the brand new ones. They got big fat tires on them. They just look gorderish in the back. Big wide fenders.
You know what I want anyway, so.
Yeah. Another 98 or 99 Sportster 1200 cc's. I can put those shocks back on it.
I can put that seat back on it. My little wrist rest. Grips.
Wrist rest?
Yeah, the Kerry Aiken. How do you say that word?
I don't know what word you're trying to say.
They're grips.
They make accessories for motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they've got the big pillow pads all the way out, and then they've got this little tab that's out on the end.
So you can just rest your little...
You just set the heel of your hand down on it, and you don't have to hold it.
Mm-hmm. So you got throttle lock on it, too?
We could get that on there.
Yeah, but I think there was optional, and I said no.
No, it didn't come with that.
Oh.
It's something but you had to add it on.
There was something you showed me I could get, and I didn't want
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Lock. Yeah, and I said no.
I laughed at those because that Intruder had it, and it only locked the throttle for like a minute, and then it slowly start to roll itself back off. So then you'd have to reset it. So after a while going down the road, I was like, this is more work than just holding the freaking throttle.
Yeah.
That one's broke.
It's got a throttle lock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably good because it'll get me in trouble.
No, it's broke.
No, that's fine. Because if it worked, it'd probably get me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
On the 1200, I'd just turn up the throttle bodies, I'd run the choke on that and I could hold it at 30 and get really stupid on the gas tank. Because it would stand.